Now, I've frequently encouraged people, frequently encouraged everyone who is a Christian, to be in the Scriptures, to be opening daily the Bible, reading passages from it, reading the Gospels, reading different sections of the Scriptures. But when we do that, when we read the Bible, or we hear it proclaimed, or we even read or watch a movie like the Bible miniseries that was on History Channel a couple of months ago, do we think that those passages we're reading, those messages we're hearing, has a message for me today? Or do we look at the Bible as something telling us stories about things that happened long ago in a land far away? You know, because of course the Bible was written, the earliest books are about 4,000 years old, and the youngest books are at most 1,900 years old. So it was written a long time ago. And it's easy for us to dismiss it then at that point, saying, well, it's outdated because it's that old. But you know, the Bible does have much to say to us today, because the Bible is not merely human writing. You know, if we open up some of the Greek and Roman classics like Homer or the Aeneid, we're not going to understand much of the context that's in there, because it was written long ago in a culture long ago that is very much different than our own. But the Bible is the Word of God speaking to us at all times, speaking throughout all time. Now, we might not understand what is being said in those passages, because the Bible was written in a different time and a different culture. And there are parts that might even seem strange or offensive to us. But we need to realize that just because we don't understand what the Bible is saying does not diminish the message of the Bible. It just means that we need to be open to the message of the Holy Spirit speaking to us through these texts. That's why when we look at something like the Feast of the Ascension, which we are celebrating today, we need to realize that it's not just telling a story of something that happened 1,900 years ago or more in Galilee, but instead, it is giving us a message for today. And that message that the Feast of the Ascension gives to us today is a message of hope. This message that it gives to us is hope, first of all, for our entrance into heaven. That one day we will enter into heaven, which should be our goal as Christians. That should be our primary goal in life above all things, is to enter into eternal life. You know, our Lord, by His ascending into heaven, shows us the path that we will take after death if we are to enter into eternal life in heaven. And one day the souls of all who believe and are faithful to our Lord will enter into heaven, because our Lord opened the gates of heaven to us. Another message that this feast gives us is hope that our Lord will continue to lead and guide and encourage us. It says in the gospel today that our Lord is sending the promise of my Father upon you. This promise, of course, is the promised Holy Spirit, which we will celebrate next week at Pentecost. But we believe that the Holy Spirit is with us to give us the strength we need to overcome all of life's difficulties. And that through the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we will be led and guided to our Holy Father, led and guided to our heavenly reward that we should all be seeking. And then third of all, the third message of this feast is the hope that one day our Lord will return. Our Lord promised us, as it says as the angels tell the apostles in the first reading, this Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. Our Lord has promised us that he will return at the end of time. And when he does that, he will restore all creation as God originally created it to be. No longer will there be the effects of sin on the world. No more pain, no more suffering. We will have an eternity of joy and peace, united with God and united with each other. St. Paul tells us, may the eyes of your hearts be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope that belongs to his call. What are the riches of glory in his inheritance among the holy ones? And what is the surpassing greatness of his power for us who believe? Now this hope we talk about, that St. Paul talks about in that this feast celebrates is not wishful thinking. It's not strong desire. You know, a lot of times we use hope in that sense of, gee, I sure hope I win the lottery this week. Gee, I sure hope the weather is nice when we want to go out and do something. No, that's not what we're talking about. It's not that wishful thinking. Instead, this hope, the virtue of hope, is a total trust in God's promises. That God is faithful. And that He will, that these promises that He made will come true. That, so the hope for our Lord's return is a total trust in His promise that He would return. Likewise, the hope that we would enter into heaven is a total trust in His promise that if we are faithful to Him, He will be faithful to us and bring us into that eternal life. As Christians, we are to be a people of hope. We are to live this total trust in God every moment of our lives. And then we don't worry at that point about the shortness of our life. When you look at eternity, 80, 90, 100 years is a snap of the finger, a blink of the eye. It's over before you know it in eternity. But we have been promised that there is more than what we can see, what we can experience in this life. And the one who promised us that is trustworthy. So may we live in that hope of our Lord Jesus Christ.